As we listened to this very familiar section from Matthew's Gospel today, it's part of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus preached, Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And this particular part of that Gospel reading is such a beautiful challenge to all of us. The Lord said to them and to us, "We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world." So what does that mean? Well, I don't know about you, but I really don't like especially fried eggs without a little salt. Yuck. But then my cholesterol goes up and So maybe the Lord could have been a little bit more, politically correct if he were talking to us and say, "You need to be the Mrs. Dash of the world. You need to be the salt substitute of the earth." No. What does salt do? It gives flavor. It enhances. And that's exactly what the Lord asks you and me to do. To give flavor to the world. His flavor to the world. And what would that flavor be? Well, part of that flavor is compassion and mercy and forgiveness. Part of that flavor is joy and peace and hope. That's the flavor of Jesus for the world. And you and I know that our crazy world needs all of that flavor. And so, what kind of flavor are you to the people that God sends you to every day? When they look at you, before they know that you're Catholic, before they see the honking crucifix around your neck, or the big miraculous medal that you got, or the huge rosary that you want to shove down somebody's throat, what do they see? Do they see a person who always has a smile on their face? Or do they see somebody with a cloud over their head all the time? I'm sure you know people like that. I hope you're not people like that. But I'm sure you know people like that. I know people like that. And when you see them, you just kind of want to give them a wide berth. Because you're even afraid to say good morning because they'll say, "And what's good about it?" What kind of flavor do you give? In your actions, in your relationship, what kind of flavor do I give to people? What is it? When people see you, when people see me, do they automatically start smiling because they know that we will have a good word for them? A good word. Not a bad one. Not a critical one, not a judgmental one, not a, "Did you hear what Sally did last night?" No. That they would know that when they see us, we will build them up. What a great grace. That's the flavor of Christ. Well, he certainly spoke the truth. We have to speak the truth. We never equivocate on the truth. No, we speak it and we try to live it. But we live it in such a way and we speak it in such a way that it is encouraging, not judgmental. Not judgmental. What kind of flavor, really, do we bring to our life? Archbishop Fulton Sheen, those of you who are at least old as I am, maybe a little bit younger, can remember Archbishop Sheen. Does anybody remember Archbishop Sheen? Bishop Sheen, remember? He, right. You know, he went against Uncle Milty and he won. You know, and do you remember what he said? I saw the clip of it. Even when I was a little kid, I remember this. When he got the Grammy or whatever it was, the award, he said, very, very soberly, he said, "I'm going to thank my writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John." Whoa. But in one of his talks, he said, are you the kind of person that wakes up and says, good morning, God, or good God morning? If you're the latter, you're not the right flavor. You're not the right flavor. Well, you don't know my life. No, thank God. But you don't know my life either. Do all of us have certain sufferings and certain things we're carrying around with us? Of course. It's amazing to me that some of us can even put one foot in front of another every day with all of the stuff that we have to carry, with all of the suffering, with all of the responsibility, with all of that stuff. But the world needs to see the Lord's flavor, not ours. So what flavor do we bring? What flavor do we bring? And what kind of light are we? You're the light of the world. The light of the world. Yike. Are you like a lighthouse or a nightlight? Well, a nightlight gives a little bit of light, keeps you from tripping on the bed when you get up at 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning. As we get older, we do that. You don't know what I'm talking about, kids. You don't need to know what I'm talking about. Or are we a lighthouse? Again, when people just see us, they don't even need to listen to what we say. We don't even have to say a word. When they see us, do they see the light of Christ shining out from us? The light of His compassion, the light of His mercy, the light of His forgiveness, the light of His truth. Truth. The light of His joy, the light of His peace. Because most people who you work with, who you have dealings with, your neighborhood, all those kinds of people, they know the stuff that you're dealing with. Because you're dealing with the same kind of stuff that everybody else is dealing with. Of course you are. Of course you are. And so when they see you full of compassion and mercy, full of joy and peace and hope, they kind of look at you and scratch their heads. Well, you know, I know what you're going through. How can you be so peaceful? How can you be so full of joy? And that's your opening. I'll tell you. It's because of our Lord Jesus. That's why. Because He's conquered suffering and death. He has conquered everything that you are going through. He is conquering everything that I am going through. Because of His cross and resurrection. What a great grace. And so no wonder there has to be an inner joy within you and within me. If there's not, we're not the light of Christ. And truly we have received that light in our baptism, in our confirmation. If you're living the sacrament of marriage through that sacrament, through the Holy Eucharist, through reconciliation, all of His light, all of His mercy, all of His forgiveness, all of His healing shines out from us. And it shines out into a world of complete chaos many times and a lot of darkness. And we are the hope of the world now. Who is Jesus in the world? We are. Who are His hands? We are. Who are His feet? We are. Who is it? Who are His mouth? We are. Who are His heart? We are. Who are His joy and peace and love and caring and all of that stuff? We are. You've heard me say this. You know, I love bumper sticker theology, but it's really true in this case, in this gospel. Maybe you're the only Jesus that somebody will ever meet. What kind of Jesus are you? One of our great saints said, Lord, preserve me from somber saints. You know, sometimes you look at these pictures of these saints and they're, you know, I'm going, boy, I really want to be like her. Look at the faces of these guys and gals on the back wall. And also Deacon Abe, look at him. Look at how wonderful they, none of them are going, no. They have the light of Christ within them. You must be very holy. You never smile. No. No. If we're trying to work on our holiness, we're always smiling. Not like idiots, but smiling, pleasant, good. If you're smiling like an idiot, they take you away. But if you're smiling with the light of Christ, how can you not be attractive to people? Attractive to people. And then they come to you and you point them to Jesus. That's what we do as Catholic Christians. Absolutely. In just a few moments, we will receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't that something to be happy about? Please say yes. Yes. Of course. The body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wow. Why shouldn't we be filled with joy? Why shouldn't we be filled with peace and every blessing? And take that out. Take it out. And let people see that. Don't shove your faith down their throats. That doesn't work. But just by your example, by my example, and you have heard me say this before, and honest to goodness, I'm not blowing smoke at you. It is absolutely true. You men and women, boys and girls, will touch more people than I will. Father Eric and Father Jerry and Father Oliver and I, we try to do as good a job as we possibly can once you come here. But you're the ones that go out. Pope John Paul the Great said that. You are the ones who go out. You are the ones every day of your life that touch many more people than I do. Because when they see me, they either run. I don't take it personally. Much. Or they expect me to be good. They don't expect you to be good. They don't. You're just ordinary people. Ordinary people aren't good. They just do what they need to do to get by. And so when they see you, good, loving, compassionate, merciful, not saying a bad word about anybody, but always building people up, people are going to say, "What in the world, woman, are you on? I want what he's taking." And there's your opening. Come and see. Come with me sometime. Come to this crazy underground church. Did you ever think about that? We're very subversive. We're underground. We're kind of like the early Christians in the catacombs. We don't have any dead bodies here yet. Hope. But to invite them, you got to come and see. You got to come and see why I'm so filled with joy. Why I have such peace. Why, although stuff that's happening in my life is really crazy and weird and berserk, but I know that God is God. And I trust in Him. That's why. And my dear family, that's the way. We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God loves you dearly. Please don't ever forget that. And I love you too.